Welcome to this week's Take 15 with the Rabbi. Last week, we discussed the outline of five different forms of Kaddish that we find in our Siddur. We discussed the simplest form of Kaddish, known as the Chetzi Kaddish. We discussed the little bit longer form of Kaddish, known as Kaddish Shalem, the Mourner's Kaddish, the Rabbi's Kaddish, known as Kaddish Derabanan, and finally, we discussed the fifth and more unusual form of Kaddish, which is recited after a siyum, a completion of a section of Jewish learning, and after a funeral, and we discussed why that would be the case. We began at the end of last week's session to discuss in a little bit more detail the ideas behind the Kaddish Derabanan, the Rabbi's Kaddish, as they say. This is a Kaddish that's recited after a section of Torah is learned by a group of people of at least 10 men, after which they recite this Kaddish Derabanan to end the study session. The Kaddish Derabanan is essentially the same as all the rest of the Kaddishes, except that it contains one extra passage, one extra paragraph that extols the praises of Israel, of the Jewish people, and of those who study and teach the Torah. Please follow along with me in the text of the Siddur. If you have an art scroll Siddur, you can open up to page 52 as we read this one extra paragraph of the Kaddish that praises the rabbis and the teachers of Israel. It goes like this. Al Yisrael ve'al Rabbanan, to Israel for Israel and all of its teachers, ve'al Talmidehon, ve'al kol Talmidei Talmidehon, for their students and their students' students, all the following disciples of the rabbis which we spoke of. Not only that, not only the rabbis and the teachers and the Jews, but kol man de'askim be'oraita, to anybody in any place who studies the Torah, di bi'atra hadin v'di b'chol atar v'atar, whether sitting in this room, people that studied with us in the previous learning session, or at any other place in the world. What do we wish for them? What do we hope for all these rabbis, teachers, learners? Yehei lohon ulechon. May it be to them, meaning them and any other place in the world, and to us, those in this room that studied, shlama rabba, great peace. China vechista verachame, grace, kindness, and compassion. Vechaye ariche, long life. Umizone revichai, abundant sustenance. Upurkana, min kadam avuhondi bishmaya, and deliverance from our Father in heaven, from God. Ve'imru amen. And let us say amen. We ask for the teachers and the learners of Torah here and all around the world, all the wonderful things that exist, material blessings, spiritual blessings, blessing of good health and sustenance, and finally, the ultimate blessing of deliverance from all of our personal and national and global difficulties that we endure, hoping for a greater time in the future of peace and security. There is a truly fascinating comment of the Ramban, Nachmanides, our great 12th century rabbi of Spain and later of Israel, which tells us that at some point in our history, the praise of the rabbis and the teachers of the Torah that are contained in the Kaddish Derabanan were even more specific than the ones we have today. Not just a general praise of the rabbis, but a praise of rabbis in specific. Let me read to you a few lines of translation of this letter of the Ramban, which he wrote to the rabbis of France. He was writing from Spain up to its northern border with France, to the rabbis of France in the 12th century. These were the two major rabbinic centers in the 12th century, in Franco-Germany, France and Germany, and also in Spain. And so the Ramban was writing to his colleagues in France, and he says the following, "The heavens and earth are my witness that we've heard from trustworthy people that throughout the lands of the Yemenite kingdom, there are many communities involved in learning Torah and performing mitzvot. And in each and every Kaddish, they mention the name of the Rambam. They say in the Kaddish, Bechayechon, Uvyomechon, Uvechaye de Rabbana Moshe ben Maimon. He opened their eyes to the Torah and set them in the light, annulling evil decrees and revoking the burden of taxation, for they were being trampled on like dirt. Such an honor to be mentioned in the Kaddish was reserved solely for the head of the exilarch in Babylonia, and even then, only on the day when they nominated him to the position of exilarch. Yet the Rambam was so honored as long as he lived. Just to give a little bit of background to the Ramban's comments, a historical background, the Yemenite Jews, the Jews who lived in the country of Yemen, went through some very difficult periods when the Rambam was alive. Due to a lot of political strife in Yemen, its Jews were constantly persecuted. And in their despair, they looked to all kinds of methods to try to redeem themselves, try to help themselves, try to hope for better times. So they even tried to use all kinds of Kabbalistic means to expedite the redemption. And at that time, there also arose certain figures, certain false messianic figures who got all the hopes of the Yemenite Jews up. They really got them inspired, thinking the Mashiach had come, thinking better times were upon them. And the leaders of the Yemenite Jewish community, they knew the danger of these false messiahs, and they knew that they weren't real, but they also knew how dangerous it was when the masses of people would start to believe in them, and then all of a sudden be disappointed when they didn't come to be true. They looked for a solution, they looked for help, and they couldn't handle the situation on their own. So at this time, one of the Rambam's students lived in Yemen. Lived in Tayman. And he told the Yemenite leaders and the Torah sages of the time about the Rambam's greatness. And because of that, the leaders and the rabbis of the Yemenite Jewish community, which at the time was led by a rabbi named Rav Yaakov ben Netanel, they wrote a letter to the Rambam about advice on this matter. And the Rambam, upon receiving this letter, he prepared a very large and very detailed treatise called Igeret Teiman, in which he dispelled all of the Yemenite Jews' doubts, and he answered their questions about this issue of false messianic leaders. And it's actually turned into an incredibly important document, Igeret Teiman, outlining many of the very basic principles of Jewish faith with which the Rambam wrote to them. So because of that, the Yemenite Jews were always very indebted to the Rambam and to all of the Rambam's personal halachic opinions, and they began to follow him and extol him in every way possible. So these Jews of Yemen were so enamored with the guidance and the teachings and the help of the Rambam that they offered him the ultimate praise by mentioning him in the Kaddish, Kaddish Derabbanan, not just generically praising the rabbis and the teachers of Israel, but specifically praising the Rambam. An incredible historical thing. But as the Ramban himself notes in this letter to the rabbis of France, there was already a precedent for this even earlier in Jewish history. During the time when the Kaddish was really first being composed in Babylonia, during the period of the Gaonim, the Ramban just kind of in passing here mentions the fact, which we find in other sources as well, that during the ceremony in which they inaugurated the new exilarch, the new Reish Galusa, who was the real figurehead of all of diaspora Jewry at the time, at his inauguration ceremony after study, they recited this Kaddish, similar to the one we have in our Sidur, and instead of just praising generically the rabbis, they praised the exilarch, the Reish Galusa, by name. Now, there are actually documents that have been found in the Cairo Geniza more recently, which reveal to us that perhaps the Jews in Babylon at this time when they were just formulating the Kaddish actually praised many rabbis in specific on a more regular basis. Not just at the inauguration ceremony of the Reish Galusa, but actually perhaps every day. Not only did they praise the Reish Galusa, this ultimate figurehead of Babylonian Jewry, but they would also praise by name the Rosh Yeshiva, the heads of the Torah academies of the two great yeshivot, the two great academies of Babylonia, Sura and Pumbedisa, and they would mention their names in every Kaddish. Be that as it may, our text of our Kaddish Derabbanan today doesn't praise rabbis in specific, although these two are very interesting historical examples. Ours today just generically praises the rabbis and teachers and students of the study of Torah. There's something pretty amazing about the text of the Kaddish Derabbanan that teaches us a very valuable lesson. In the list of people that we praise, we say, Al Israel, Ve'al Rabbanan, Ve'al Talmideon, Ve'al Kol Talmidei Talmideon. On the Jews, or Israel, and on the rabbis, and their students, and students, etc., etc. We start our primary praise by praising Al Israel, on all the Jewish people. And only then do we go on to praise the rabbis and their students and their students' students. And I think that what this shows us is our belief that any Jew, no matter who he or she is valued for the Torah study that they do and that they engage in on any level. Whatever level they're learning and whatever amount of Torah study they're learning, someone sitting in this room who's studying Torah now, or someone beyond this room who's studying Torah now, is worthy of the greatest praise of the Jewish people in the middle of the Kaddish, even before the rabbis and their students are ever praised. Only then do we go on to praise the rest of them. First, we praise all Jews. But it also shows us something else. I think it also shows us that we believe that he or she, any student of Torah, can become the greatest scholars, the greatest teachers, the greatest rabbis of our community. I mean, we put them in the same phrase, Al Yisrael ve'al Rabbanan, on the Jews, on the Israelites, and on our rabbis. So, shows a very strong belief in the capacity of every Jew to engage in meaningful Torah study on whatever level they do it, and to become even greater than they are today, to aspire to bigger and to better things. There's two questions that I'd like to ask for the remaining couple of minutes of our talk tonight. Number one, why praise God with this very special Kaddish prayer, the Kaddish which describes the ultimate time, the coming of Mashiach, and our deepest hopes for God and for the world after the study of Torah? Question number two, why in the middle of praising God, even if we are going to praise Him after the study of Torah, do we pause to start praising our rabbis and their teachers and all these other people who are engaged in the study of the Torah? I'd like to share with you just a very brief comment of Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, the chief rabbi of England, in his commentary to the Sidur, his new Sidur, the Koren Sacks Sidur, where he comments on this idea of the Kaddish Derabbanan. And he says the following, "It's characteristic of Judaism's value system that this is the first Kaddish we say each morning, the Kaddish Derabbanan. Judaism is a faith whose passion is education, whose heroes are teachers, and whose citadels are schools and houses of study, to learn, to teach, to internalize God's will, to join our minds with the great sages and scholars of the past. This is a supreme expression of Judaism, and the one from which all else flows." The fact that we praise the rabbis, the teachers, and the students of Torah in the very same passages we describe the ultimate praises of God is an expression of just how much we value education, of just how much we think that it's a priority to educate our kids in the ways and in the study of the Torah. And so we've answered question number two. We've answered why we insert this praise of the rabbis in the middle of our ultimate praise for Hashem. It's a statement of our priorities. But I think we've also come to answer question number one as well, of why we praise God, never mind the rabbis, why we praise God after engaging in the study of the Torah. And that is because we believe that it's through our observance and our study of the Torah, our sacred gift from Hashem, that we become closer to Hashem, closer to the ultimate goal of knowing Hashem in a very deep way. And so after engaging in that very sacred task of Torah study, we almost burst out naturally into a song of praise for Hashem and His greatness, which we feel even more strongly manifest after our study of His Torah, after we read His name and His ways and His desires and His halachot. It leads us to have an even deeper desire to say with utter conviction that we hope Hashem's name will be blessed forever and ever. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach Leolam Ulal Mei Amaya. And we also pause in the middle of that praise to thank to praise, and to pray for the well-being of those teachers of Torah who helped us get there. So with our study of Kaddish Derabbanan tonight, we've seen very interesting interpretations of these passages. It's helped us to understand this prayer, but it also teaches us the tremendous value that we place on Jewish education, the tremendous gratitude that we must show to our teachers, and also the preciousness of Torah with its capacity to transform us and to take us to the highest levels of closeness to Hashem. Have a great week.